Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan with you as we continue our interviews, a part of our extended news at noon. And today I wanted to get another perspective from another senior here in the area. Brielle Carnes is with us. Good afternoon, Brielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And I'm glad that you joined us for a few minutes because I've been really wanting to get the perspective of those who are high school seniors this year. First of all, congratulations to you. I mean, you've made it.
Oh, it is your year.
I know it wasn't how it was supposed to be, but congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a little crazy.
It has been a little. So tell us, you go to First Baptist Christian School. This is your senior year. So give us your perspective of what you went through when all of this really broke open.
Yeah, it was really strange because I go to First Baptist, and then halfway through the day, I go up to Butler Votech, where I would be in graphic design. And then I had just received a job with Butler Technologies, where for 3 hours after school, 3 days a week, I would go there and start my training. So, like, when this all happened, it was just really crazy. I was still working at Butler Technologies, and they were like, hey, so would you be able to work full-time since, like, you weren't in school? So I started working, so now I'm, like, working full-time and trying to do my online schoolwork, and it's just a big transition.
Well, congratulations to you on the job. That's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
And so let's talk a little bit about school then, because when you were in Votech, you were doing what you have a job now for. What exactly? Describe the job that you do.
Oh, yeah. So I do graphic design at Votech, and my past teacher was like, hey, so I'm really good friends with the people who at Butler Technologies, and they do graphic design, but they also have, like, they're a really big place. They have, like, the production end of it, and they do, like, silk screening. And then, like, what I did at Votech, I really liked the production end. And so I liked using, like, a laser machine or, like, they have, like, a laminator at Butler Technologies. So what I do there is I use the laser machine and stuff.
Well, you are probably in high demand. So, you know, I'm thinking when you're talking, I'm like, I can turn my computer on. That's it. So we need you in our back pocket. We really do.
Yeah,
so, Brielle, talk a little bit about First Baptist Christian School. You not only did you go to Butler's Votech, but you were also in sports. So what did you enjoy in the way of sports?
I did volleyball and cheerleading this year. And it was really nice because I was captain this year in both, and I just really enjoyed, like, all the girls I got to, like, play with and cheer with, and it was just really nice that I got to get those completed before the coronavirus.
Right. And what did you learn from being a leader? And I ask that because some high schoolers don't get to be in the position of leadership, and they learn leadership a little bit later, and that's fine. But when you're in high school and you already have a leadership role, what did you learn? What did you take from it?
Yeah, that is really nice about my school is it's very easy to get a leadership position. And I think it just gave me a lot of confidence, like, that I could talk and, you know, just because I was, back in the day, used to not have a lot of confidence. And now I'm kind of growing out of my shell.
Oh, good. Good. Love it. So I have to ask you about volleyball. Do your hands hurt after a while? I mean, they've got to hurt. I mean, I respect you volleyball players because I remember trying it, you know, in high school, and I'm like, no, this is not for me. How do you continually hit that ball back and forth and your hands don't hurt?
I think we just, you know, we're used to it.
Because that's a hard ball.
Especially when there's a hard spike, sometimes I cringe, but.
Oh, my gosh. And your head, you never get a headache?
No.
I love it. I do. I respect you for doing it because it's not, just not something I can do. I love it. All right. So let me ask you the, I don't want to say the emotional side of all of this. I mean, when anybody goes through this, and I've talked to, you know, some seniors, and I would tell them, you know, the adults in your life have waited so long for this because they also went through it. And so, you know, you get excited as an adult to say, yay, I get to finally see that. And yet your world, your existence has led up to this point, and yet it got ripped away from you. And so talk about that a little bit and how you're dealing with that.
Yeah, I think it's really crazy because, like, you go to school for 12 years or 13 years, and you know, you wait for this last, like, 3 months. That's, like, all you're waiting for, these last 3 months. And they just got taken away. And it's, like, I think we're just all still in shock. It's just crazy. Like, I feel like I'm going to, like, just woke up one day and, like, I'm just going to go back to normal. You know, like, I feel like I'm in a dream. But
I think
I'm, like, in denial.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Because I've talked to some people about closure, like things in life where we just need closure, whether it's the end of a school year or end of our school years period, or, you know, the end of, you know, somebody's relationship or so. You just need closure. And right now, I'm wondering, do you even feel closure? Because I agree with you. We're all kind of in shock. Like, well, what just happened? And how do you get that closure?
I don't know yet. I think once, like, everything gets slowed down and back to normal, just because the world itself is crazy. Like, everyone's dealing with this right now. And I just think once everything just is over and slows down and maybe we can get a graduation, then I think we'll be more, like, find our closure.
Right. Absolutely. And so do you get to see your friends? Now, you're in a very particular situation, specific situation, because some young people I'm talking to, they're having to look at their future, and that's kind of uncertain. And you have a full-time job now, so that's fabulous. I'm so excited for you in that. But have you been
able to
talk with friends now that you're working full-time? Welcome to it. Now, all of a sudden, that whole life of yours has changed. But do you get to see your same friends, talk to them? Do you get online? How does this work?
Yeah, like, I have, like, social media and stuff, so I still can talk to all my friends and stuff. But it's very different because you can't, like, just hang out. No one can go see each other. You just have to talk, which I'm thankful we have phones. Social media and, like, FaceTime and stuff, but still, it's weird.
So I'm going to ask you something. I don't have kids that are your age yet. Mine are growing, but I had a comment from my one son the other day that he said, yeah, a group of friends of us got together online, but then we just kind of ran out of stuff to talk about. It's different because, you know, in conversation, you talk about your days or your weeks or, hey, guess what happened? Do you find that amongst your friends? I'm wondering, are other kids going through that as well?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I can tell me and my friends have become distant just because we're all so crazy and busy, and exactly like you run out of things to talk about.
And that's part of what you're going through as well. So, you know, Brielle Carnes with us just for another minute or so. First Baptist Christian School. I know the loved ones around you. I know those in the community. Even though we don't know you personally, we're all rooting for you. You know, we all, you know, want to not cry when we talk to you because we're like, oh, no, we want that last year for you. I know. And I want to cry right now. But but we're very proud of you. And is there anything that you would give us as community members advice on what you all need as seniors? What do you need to hear? What do you need us to do? What can we do for you?
Well, there is much to do, but I think it's just nice to, you know, try to keep us staying positive and know that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and we're not having these moments. There's a reason, you know, and I don't know what the reason is yet, but, you know, God will show us, so give us some hope.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again once on the job. I mean, just getting a job out of high school is just incredible. So,
thank you.
The other thing I asked someone else, is there a teacher or someone out there that you really appreciated and really loved and you just want to say hi to or just kind of send a word out to them?
Oh, yeah, sure. My I actually had two Votech teachers, Mr. Spalding and Mrs. Clutter, and they are just the coolest people, and I love them.
And that's hard, too, when you don't get to get that closure with those teachers that you really
appreciate.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Brielle, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and
of
best
course.
To you as you go through your future.
Yeah, thank you so much.